And then they get to have a delicious meal that includes a soup. We have breads and desserts. And then we have beverages, water and milk. And during the event, there's information about the organizations and some different activities to participate in. And we also have some entertainment. So we'll have we have a student who will be doing some music. We have Chem Club coming over, and we'll be doing a pottery demo this year. So that's kind of fun, a different,
little bit
different activity. We've not done that before. It's just about supporting those organizations, educating those people, and providing some additional monetary support for them as well. All the money goes to those three organizations. So, Someplace Safe, the Stevens County Food Shelf, and the Prairie Renaissance Cultural Alliance. And that for the Cultural Alliance, that those dollars raised go to scholarships for elementary age children to attend the Prairie Arts Camp, so that their parents don't, if they can't afford to, send their kids to that art camp for a week, this helps to make it attainable and accessible to them. So, yeah, it's a great event. Lovely bowls, good food. And all the food and, desserts and bread are all, brought to us and donated to us by area businesses. So it's made possible thanks to businesses like the Alberta Bar and Grill, China Panda, Common Cup, Dairy Queen, De Toys, Don's Cafe, Echo Water, Federated Church, Fireside, First Baptist Church, First Lutheran, Consvigor Lutheran Church, McDonald's, Meadowland Market, Me Mexico, The Morris Food Shop, Old Number One, Pompeter Foods, Pizza Ranch, Riverview, Sodexo, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Subway, Taco John's, we have Wenzel Baking, Westwind Village, and Willie's, all provide or contribute something to this event to make it happen.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's a lot of different people chipping in for this. And like you said, it supports three fantastic organizations, Someplace Safe, the Stevens County Food Shelf, and the Prairie Renaissance Cultural Alliance, which sends kids to that camp. So that's really neat.
Yeah, their annual archive is pretty fun. And, the need is so high. And people, I don't think, realize if you're not directly impacted by these, different situations, how great the need it really is in our community. So we have in West Central Minnesota, there is a lot of, food insecurity and, domestic violence. You might not be aware of it, but it's here. It's happening, and people need that support.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but yeah, very, very important stuff. So that is happening tonight from 5:30 to 7 at the Morris Area Elementary. Again, all donations go to three great places, Someplace Safe, the Stevens County Food Shelf, and the Prairie Renaissance Cultural Alliance. It's Bread and Bowls, the 18th annual, $15 per bowl, $10 for kids, and you'll be helping out some fantastic organizations. Mm-hmm. So anything else you'd like to add, Sarah?
Well, get there early so that you have your best choice of bowl.
All right. Absolutely. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. From the Office of Community Engagement, it's Bread and Bowls tonight, 5:30 to 7, Morris Area Elementary. You can find more information at z.umn.edu/breadnbowls. Bread, the letter N, and bowls. And we'll have this up on our website as well. And check our Facebook page as well for all the information. And again, it's going on tonight, and you can help out three great different organizations that could really use the help this time of year.
Yep. And if you can't come, make sure to contribute to those organizations. They, they need, volunteers and sponsors, donors. Yeah. And, just because you can't make it tonight doesn't mean you shouldn't support these three amazing organizations.
Absolutely, Sarah. Thank you so much for your time. A very important thing going on tonight. So thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.